This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Derek walks you through how to win government jobs and contracts, effectively manage your government career, and best utilize government services. Every week on Fed Access, you'll learn about interesting federal agencies, workers, and jobs. Fed Access provides you the access you need to succeed in the federal government. And now your host, Derek T. Dortch.
Welcome to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Today, we're going to have a great show. We're going to be talking about something that is kind of close to my heart, is films. You know, I've always been a person who's enjoyed watching a good movie, a good documentary or anything like that. I've always thought they've been powerful in terms of education, and I've always thought about education through films, and definitely with documentaries, you learn a lot of things. But I just happened to meet someone just the other week who has a great program, and it's called the Veterans National Education Program. And Andrea Hooper, she is a co-founder of this program, and she's a captain in the Air Force Reserves. And I met her out in California while I was out there on business. And Andrea, I want you to kind of talk about what's going on, but I'm going to introduce your other co-founder, who is also the mayor of Media PA, is Bob McMahon. And Bob is the other co-founder of the Veterans National Education Program, as well as having the dual hat of the mayor of Media PA. And we'll talk about that as well. Welcome you two to Fed Access.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, Derek.
Talk to me, how did a captain in the U.S. Air Force Reserve and a mayor of Media PA come together and start this Veterans National Education Program?
I'm originally from Pennsylvania, and after I served 4 years active duty with the United States Air Force as a personnel officer, my Marine Corps husband and I settled back in Pennsylvania, and it was difficult for me to separate myself from my military experience. So instead of separating myself completely, I met up with Bob McMahon at a Veterans Day parade in Media. And he had note cards flying and papers flying, and I realized that he needed my organizational skills. So I went up to Bob, and I offered him some help to help plan the Veterans Day Parade. And from there, I ended up sitting on the Pennsylvania Veterans Museum board, where he was the chairman. And a few years after that, we decided that we really wanted to focus on education and not necessarily the small physical museum. So Bob and I, in 2009, we branched off on our own and created the 501c3, which is now known as the Veterans National Education Program, or VNEP.
Wow. And Bob, you want to chime in on that?
Well, I've been doing parades for about 20 years and figuring it out on the fly. And Andrea found a better way, not only for the parades themselves, but also for the organization. And I think what's close to Andrea's heart and mine is that the stories of veterans from World War II forward have just not been told in schools. So we wanted to find a way to do it. And it started with Tom Ridge and an idea that he presented to me. And it basically morphed into us doing the films that you saw. And our very first film and lesson plans were the Tuskegee Airmen. We started filming that in early 2004, putting it together, and it probably was close to 2 years before we had it complete. And it was so successful that they decided that's their educational program, and they allowed us or wanted us to organize their trip to Washington when they received our country's highest award, which was the Congressional Gold Medal. And 309 Tuskegee Airmen showed up in Washington for it, and we got to organize them, show the film to them all. And at the very end of the film, Derek, I don't know if you got that far, but at the very end of the film is 4 minutes with the President of the United States, the Speaker, Colin Powell, and all honoring the Tuskegee Airmen at the Rotunda in Washington for the highest award that can be received.
You know, I didn't get a chance to see the whole film, and I got, you know, up to a certain part. And the one thing that touched me about it is that, you know, I'm a Tuskegee University alum, and I had a chance to go out to Moton Field while I was at Tuskegee, attending Tuskegee, and we would go out to Moton Field. And Andrea, I met you through while I was at the Marine Corps base. And the funny thing is that I had a chance to fly out of Moton Field because the Marines had brought a plane down there when they were doing some recruitment. And I had the chance to go off in a plane off of Moton Field and fly over it. And so, you know, that was really close to my heart. So when I saw your film, that touched me a lot. I want to get into the film. I want to get into your other films. But, you know, I want to talk about this because you really kind of just touched a real important thing that I didn't necessarily even know, that there is not a lot of veterans education in schools. And you know, that kind of almost shocked me and surprised me because, you know, we used to have a dynamic of kind of learning about our world wars and everything else. You know, from your assessment, what have you been seeing? I mean, is history and definitely the history of veterans, has that been completely kind of erased from what's being learned in schools these days?
It has. And really, that's where we feel VNEP is providing a service for the country. We're finding from educators that due to curriculum restraints, the plethora of materials that are out there, that teachers just do not have the time or the materials or the confidence even to teach past World War II, which means we're really missing 70 years of our nation's history. And as we know, we have young students today who are going to eventually be our policymakers, and we need to make sure that we are making an informed citizenry, and that's where VNEP really comes into play. One of the greatest things about VNEP, too, is that we provide all of our materials to schools for free and have always done so. So it's available to every junior ROTC unit, even ROTC units, every civilian school. We're reaching right now through the Pennsylvania Intermediate Unit Net in Pennsylvania, over 586 school districts through this broadband network that they have. So that's one of the things that we are really providing. And again, we want to make sure, Derek, as I explained to you when you were out here in San Diego, I have a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old, and I want them to understand their dad's deployed to Afghanistan right now at Camp Leatherneck. And I want to make sure when they're 15 and 20 that they understand why he was in Afghanistan, what we were doing over there at the time, why our country and our leadership is making the decisions that they are making. And the best way to tell those stories is through our eyes,
right?
Those of us who have served and been there and seen it and done it.
Well, you know, and Bob, chime in on this as well. What made you guys kind of really think about, you know, developing this education curriculum through a dynamic of film? I mean, is it because it's the medium of today? Is it because, you know, it has that direct impact on students and they can really absorb it the right way? And then talk to me about what the curriculum does. I mean, is there a curriculum like a book or questions or things like that that goes behind the film that now a teacher or somebody can now test the students with and everything else? I mean, break this down so people can understand what you guys are really doing.
All right, I'll try to give you a simple answer to each of your questions. The reason we do films first is that we have known and worked with producers who are excellent at what they do. They've won Peabody's, Emmys, Pulitzers. They work for the Ridge administration. That's how I knew them. The lead producer is a 3-time wounded vet from Vietnam. And his wife has been a producer since the late 70s. So we had excellent films produced. We also have curriculum writers that are known nationally, that have their hands and eyes on national standards, social study standards. So they're able to take the films and put them into a way that teachers want to teach them. And the passion behind what Andrea and I do is we both served in a war zone, myself in Vietnam, Andrea in Operation Iraqi Freedom. So we know that our stories are not in schools. They're not. Vietnam is not in schools. Iraq or Afghanistan would not be in schools unless Andrea and I did it, which is
right.
What we're doing.
Right.
We're producing films, lesson plans on the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. So that's the background that I can give, Andrea.
Yes, and Derek, you asked too, why films? Absolutely. I mean, students respond best today to the things that they can see. If you when you get a chance to take a look at our Women in the Military film, it is a 59-minute film on the role that 2.5 million women have played during our country's military history. So it goes clear back to the Revolutionary War when we used to dress up like men so we could go out and fight, or we would follow our husbands into the battlefield to cook for them. And to see this on film and to see it come to life, that's what you remember, especially when you hear young students talk about how boring history is. Well, our films are not boring. You know, the Tuskegee Airmen is another great example of the three veterans that we chronicle in the Tuskegee Airmen film. Two of them have since passed, and we got such great cooperation from the Tuskegee Airmen. All they wanted was their stories told, and that's all Bob and I want too, is our stories told. So the best way to do it and the most captivating way to do it is certainly through film.
We got
to
take
can I add something to the Women in the Military?
Please hold that real quick, Bob, and let's do it on the next break. I got to take a quick break. I want you to kick off and add to the Women in the Military as soon as we come back off of this break, okay? And then I want you guys to talk about we talked about the why, but I also want to go into what is the curriculum that follows the you know, now we know the reason why you're doing film, but what is the curriculum that follows? How's that sound? Okay, all right. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. We're talking about the Veterans National Education Program. We're talking to the co-founders, Andrea Hooper and Bob McMahon. They are the co-founders, and they also, Andrea is a captain in the Air Force Reserve, and Bob is the mayor of Media PA, and we'll talk about their other careers maybe later on in the show as we can get down to that. We'll be right back after this break. You're listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
In the beloved fairy tale, Beauty and the Beast, Belle and the Beast learn that true beauty is found within and live happily ever after. Today, our happily ever afters are being threatened by the fact that nearly 1 in 3 children in America are overweight or obese. Now is the time to make good nutrition and physical activity part of your family's daily lifestyle. To learn more, visit letsmove.gov, brought to you by Let's Move, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the Ad Council.
Concerned about your health? Then be sure to catch the groundbreaking radio show, Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero as they bring you the latest news about traditional and alternative medicine, dietary supplements, nutrition, and healthy living. Tune in every Sunday at 10 a.m. on 1500 a.m. Visit myvillagegreen.com, listen to past shows, and discover other healthy living resources.
Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Garden of Life in Boron.
I love my husband, but I didn't realize our difficulties had to do with his drinking. Our pastor suggested I go to Al-Anon family groups. I didn't think I would be comfortable, but I decided to try a meeting. The Al-Anon meeting really opened my eyes. Are you troubled by someone's drinking? You might be surprised at what you could learn in an Al-Anon family group meeting from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-Al-Anon.
Please join Jim Fleisig April 26th at 12 noon for his monthly series, The Federal Executive Forum. This month's program will discuss progress and best practices with virtualization and data center consolidation in the federal government. The panel includes government leaders from the U.S. Army, DHS, and NGA. Don't miss the Federal Executive Forum on Thursday, April 26th at 12 noon, right here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM and online at federalnewsradio.com. Sponsored by Red Hat Information and DLT Quest Software.
The Pentagon and Beyond is brought to you by EADS North America.
The only way the U.S. will get involved in Syria is if there is a consensus in the international community to do something along those lines. Those are the words of Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta. He was testifying before the House Armed Services Committee. He said the U.S. will not have any boots on the ground, and the U.S. will not act unilaterally in that part of the world. The U.N. Security Council is trying to figure out what to do in Syria. I'm J.J. Green.
How can we determine which armed aerial scout helicopter is best for the U.S. warfighter? By proving it in competition. EADS North America is ready to prove that our AAS-72X is superior to any other armed aerial scout helicopter out there. So let the competition begin. Saying you're the best isn't good enough for our warfighters. You need to prove it. EADS North America. Commitment defines us.
The Federal Drive is sponsored by Learning Tree International.
Learning Tree International is the number one provider of IT classroom training to the federal government. They provide high-quality, instructor-led IT and management training to government professionals and contractors at all levels. Call 1-800-THE-TREE or enroll today at learningtree.com/gov. That's learningtree.com/gov.
The Federal Drive, brought to you by Learning Tree International, airs weekday mornings from 6 to 10 and online at federalnewsradio.com.
The Washington Business Journal is seeking nominations for its sixth annual CFO of the Year Awards, recognizing CFOs and other financial executives in the Washington area for their outstanding performance as corporate financial stewards. Are you or someone you know a CFO star? Nominate them online at washingtonbusinessjournal.com/nomination. Deadline is fast approaching. Save the date for the award ceremony, Thursday, July 19th at the Omni Shoreham Hotel.
Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. George on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you just joined us, we've been having an interesting conversation about a unique program that is providing education about veterans and the conflicts they have been in and providing that perspective and making sure that the history is not lost about veterans, but it's doing it in a unique way. It's kind of education through film, education through media, education through the dynamics of documentation, of documentaries and other things like that. It's the Veterans National Education Program. And I'm talking to both of the co-founders today, Andrea Hooper. She's out at California. Her husband's a Marine. I have to tell, as a fellow Marine, tell him I said Semper Fi. I know he's out there in Afghanistan. But she's co-founder of this, and she's also a captain in Air Force Reserve. And Bogman Mann, he's out at Media PA, and he is the mayor of Media PA, and he's also the co-founder of the Veterans National Education Program. Bob, before we took a break, you were really going to kind of talk about a little bit more about the women in military film you guys did. Talk to us about what you were going to say.
Sure. As Andrea mentioned with the Tuskegee Airmen, two of the three principals have since passed away, and we were so lucky to get them. They are tremendous spokespeople for not only Tuskegee Airmen, but for the World War II veterans. The women in the military, we were fortunate to have the Women's Memorial help us through the women who, I guess, were most pertinent to the history of the 2.5 million women. We had access to everything we wanted. And some of the key people that we interviewed are no longer with us either. We interviewed them back in 08, and the film came out in 09. So we were fortunate that time. Andrea does a great job toward the end of the film of wrapping up what it is to be a woman in the service and the responsibilities. So we had a combination of veterans from World War II, some footage of veterans, women veterans from World War I, but also recent veterans such as Andrea and others.
Hey, now, go ahead,
as far as where we're going, the future is the Internet, as Andrea mentioned. We're on the Internet statewide in Pennsylvania, and we're doing the same in Texas. So with our films, in order to be in a classroom where the teachers will take the time and the kids will pay attention, we need to take our films and put them in segments, somewhere between 2 and 5 minutes. And the way our films are arranged, that is, I won't say easy, but it's really appropriate for these films. So if a teacher is teaching, let's say, the Civil War, they can take the 4.5 minute segment from the women in the military on the Civil War, show it, use our lesson plans, and talk about the Civil War. It doesn't necessarily require them to have 3 weeks worth of reading textbooks and then going through lesson plans. This, we believe, is a much better way of doing it.
So really, I mean, we're talking about, and it is the plan to get this, and I'm sure you're rolling it out in a couple of areas right now, but I'm sure the plan is to get this to every school system across the United States. Is that where you want to go eventually?
Yes, it is, and schools are adapting to the Internet. Pennsylvania is there with a statewide delivery system. Texas is getting there. Other states are beginning to do it.
Andrea, I know you want to pop in.
Yes, that would be great. Along with our films, too, one thing we're finding, again, as we work with educators and the Pennsylvania Council for the Social Studies, is that if students are not being tested on materials or provided a very streamlined curriculum, it's really not getting taught. So we have a great curriculum development team out of Kutztown University in Pennsylvania, Dr. Maria Sinelli, and Dr. Lou Rodriguez. And what they have actually developed for us is a U.S., we call it a modern history curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
But what it does is it actually goes back to early American history, streamlines early American history, so the teachers who want to get past World War II are able to do it by utilizing either all or parts of this curriculum. It's about 220 lesson plans. And we've found great success with this curriculum with the teachers. And again, the films are integrated into the curriculum. It is set to Pennsylvania standards, and we're hoping to eventually set the curriculum to every state's standards so that it's useful for teachers. And, you know, history is relevant. We need to get tests written that test history so that teachers are teaching history in the classrooms.
You know, how has this, and you've seen it in a couple of schools, but when you introduce this to teachers or history teachers or things like that, I mean, how, and you also introduce it to now the students, what's been your reception? I mean, what have you seen? Have you seen, has there been pushback or people have been very, very excited to now embrace this part of history and say, you know what, I didn't know about these stories about women in the military. I didn't know about the Tuskegee Airmen that much. I didn't know about all these, the Band of Brothers and everything else. Are you seeing, what are you seeing?
We're seeing acceptance across the board, really. The easiest place for us to fit in and where we found the easiest fit is with junior ROTC schools.
Okay.
As we produce our films, we send a copy of our films to the over 3,300 junior ROTC schools in the nation. And there it's a real easy acceptance. You know, war is a difficult thing to teach about.
Mm-hmm.
And today's war is so different than I like to say World War II, because during World War II, we were all involved. If we weren't overseas, we were back here making bullets and making uniforms and really engaged in the war. But today, less than 1% of the American population serves. Less than 1%.
Right.
So if you do not have a cousin or an uncle or a sister who is serving, I think it's really confusing. And even until my husband just left for Afghanistan, you know, I wasn't sure that the information I was receiving was good and credible. So that's what we are providing through the curriculum and through the films, is quality interviews, true information, been there, done it, I've seen it, this is what's happening, which, you know, for those of us who are veterans, we get questions sometimes like, well, what do you think about the Iraq War? What do you think about what's going on in Afghanistan? And my comment to people is always, go out into your community and find a veteran who just got back and talk to them and ask them those questions.
Bob, you want to chime in on that?
Yeah, the response I get when I say we are in the process of producing films and lesson plans on the wars in Iraq and the wars in Afghanistan, they look at us twice like, you really are?
Yeah.
Right, right.
What is your credibility? Our credibility is that we've done it before. We produced films on World War II and Vietnam, and we're doing a project on Korea. So we have the credibility in the schools now, and we're doing it in a way that teachers will be comfortable. And the story that we're doing on Iraq and Afghanistan begins with advisors, begins with Marines. The first Marine advisor, Lieutenant O'Banion, on the Barbary Coast, and rescuing Americans from the pirates in 1803, on through Vietnam and General Petraeus's plan, and how he took that plan and it turned into the surge in 2007. And it also is what we did right and what we did wrong. And Andrea, we're also doing the story of John Ripley, Naval Academy graduate, one of the real heroes from Vietnam, who basically he and his fellow advisors learned how to interact with their counterparts and did a great job in saving the country in 1972. Obviously, it didn't work out later, but these are the stories that students and teachers need to learn about our wars, Iraq, Afghanistan, and what went before them.
You know, the one thing that I just heard from you that I think is very, very important is that you're not glossing over and kind of making this a documentary that is, you know, kind of, you know, glory United States, rah, rah, rah. I mean, these sounds like, and tell me if I'm correct or not, it sounds like you're trying to make a true documentary about, you know, the service that men and women have done and served in various conflicts. The hard work they've done, but then also the lessons learned. I mean, you know, some of the mistakes that have been made, that in order for the young people to understand that, you know, hey, listen, once you become a policymaker, you need to think about certain things. Am I correct in hearing that?
Yeah, and the lessons learned are decisions that troops didn't make. It's the decisions that were made for them, but the troops always overcame them. Mm-hmm. They overcame them in Vietnam. They overcame them in Iraq. I mean, we started out with one strategy. We switched to another. The other worked. And we point out, I mean, the United States military has had its lessons learned along the way. And students need to know that. They need to know that this is the best military in the history of the world, the United States military. And what the military and the men and women who have served is just amazing. And right. those stories just are not told in that way. They always want to know the political backgrounds of the conflicts, and that's not who we are.
Right. Andrea, you want to chime in on that?
Yeah, if I can add there, you know, Bob and I have this really unique connection to what we're doing because when Bob was in Vietnam, he actually served out in three different Vietnamese villages
mm-hmm.
during the Vietnam War with a Vietnam translator, and he lived out in the villages, so he had a true connection to the Vietnamese people. And myself, before I joined the Air Force, I actually served with the Peace Corps, where I taught English as a foreign language in Kyrgyzstan, Central Asia, about 7 years after the fall of the Soviet Union. So we live with the people, and for us to see the true connection and the impact that war has on people, and to be out there and then to go back and understand counterinsurgency and how instead of firebombing cities, we're out in the villages trying to shake hands and drink tea and make friends. I mean, I think Bob and I have that real, true, personal, humanistic connection that we bring to this organization, and thus our passion also.
You can probably notice, Dart, that Andrea still has part of Kyrgyzstan in her.
Yes.
she's been back to visit, and she supports the children she knew back in when she was in Kyrgyzstan. So her life is still there. I'd never been back to Vietnam, but I always think about those that left on a boat, did they make it? Those that I knew, and I knew quite a few civilians and quite a few that were in the military in Vietnam, never met anyone that I knew there, but met people from the same places where I was.
We're going to take a quick break. Thanks for mentioning that, Bob. I mean, I think, you know, both of you have and thank you for your service. And, you know, I served in the Gulf War and everything else. And so we all have different kind of takes on these kind of dynamics. And I think it's important for people to hear this story. We're going to take a quick break. When I come back and when we come back, I want to talk about the various films. We talked about the women in military, and we've kind of talked about the Tuskegee Airmen. But you got a couple of other out there that I want to talk about and what, you know, goes into those films. I want to also talk about what goes into the process of making these films and how can people donate to, you know, your process. I mean, you're saying you're trying to provide these services for free. There's got to be a cost for you to produce these films. How can people maybe support what you're doing? We'll talk about when we come back all these different things. We're talking about the Veterans National Education Program. And I have the co-founders on the line with me, Andrea Hooper and Bob McMahon. They are both involved in other things. Andrea is a captain in the U.S. Air Force Reserves, and Bob is the mayor of Media PA. We'll talk about that towards the end of the show. But we'll be right back after this break on Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
The leader in informational seminars on federal benefits, financial, and retirement planning. NITP was established in 1984 and is 100% devoted to federal planning seminars. The mission is to educate federal employees and enable them to make fully informed decisions regarding their financial futures and retirement options. Through a variety of teaching platforms and seminars, NITP has the experience to help with your planning needs. Visit NITPinc.com. That's NITPinc.com for more information.
Hey kids, I'm Les Stroud, aka Survivor Man, and I invite you to enter the Get to Know contest.
Create artwork, writing, photos, videos, or music celebrating your wild neighbors. Get outdoors, get creative, and you could win some wild prizes, including having your work published in the Get to Know contest calendar. Enter by July 16th at gettoknow.ca. That's gettoknow.ca.
The Get to Know contest. More info at gettoknow.ca.
Hi, this is Wayne Zell, host of Blueprint for Wealth, every Saturday here on 1500 AM at 10 AM. Please join me this week for my special guest, John Agri, who is president and CEO of a new startup called BizGravity, an online auction marketplace for executives. Blueprint for Wealth is brought to you by Odin Feldman & Pittleman, a full-service law firm located in Fairfax, Virginia. Visit us on the web at ofplaw.com.
It's about smiles. It's about laughter. It's about going out and making a difference in the life of a child. You don't have to get mad. You just have to go mad. GoMad2011.com is a website dedicated to supporting the Make-A-Wish Foundation. At GoMad, our mission is simple, to go out and make a difference. So how can you help? Visit the Wish Wall on GoMad2011.com and make a contribution today. Or find out how you can donate with a simple text message. Do it now so that we can continue to touch the lives of children with life-threatening conditions by granting their wishes.
Please join the American Federation of Government Employees for its series Inside Government, brought to you in part by Purchasing Power and MetLife. The weekly program gives you the real story on what's happening inside federal agencies and the rights of federal employees. Hear the latest from the nation's top lawmakers, celebrities, journalists, union leaders, and federal workers. Don't miss AFGE's Inside Government, Friday at 10 a.m., right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 a.m.
Diary entry, August 15th. My joints ache. Today I can hardly move. I need some answers.
September 3rd. I'm tired all the time. What's going on?
June 8th. I woke up with a rash on my face. I want to know why.
For answers, ask your doctor the right question. Could I have lupus? For answers, for support, for hope, visit couldihavelupus.gov or call 1-800-994-9662. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office on Women's Health and the Ad Council.
You know, choosing how you listen to radio is important. If you don't visit hdradio.com, you won't learn about the new local HD2, HD3 radio stations. If you don't hear the new local HD2, HD3 stations, you won't hear everything you should. If you don't hear everything you should, you won't understand what your friends are talking about. To understand what your friends are talking about, visit hdradio.com to learn about HD radio receivers like the Pioneer DEH44 HD, now only $120 at Walmart.
A problem with tapping wind energy is finding space for those huge turbines. But there may be a solution thanks to an unlikely source. Fish. Wind turbines are usually spaced far apart so they don't interfere with each other. But John DeBeery, a Caltech engineer, says a more compact arrangement might not only save space but allow the turbines to work together. He points to schooling fish.
As they swim, they generate vortices, these swirling currents in their wake, and those vortices will interact to help reduce the energy requirements of the whole school of fish.
Computer models show how to precisely place wind turbines for a similar effect.
As the wind is flowing past one of these wind turbines, in certain directions it's actually accelerated and directed toward the neighbors.
DeBeery says this could allow wind farms closer to cities, where electricity is needed most. To find out more, go to nae.edu/radio. With the National Academy of Engineering, Randy Atkins, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the Veterans National Education Program. It's a unique program that's using a unique dynamic of educating students and educating people through film, educating people about the wars we've been through, educating them about the veterans and the people who have served in unique stories, using documentaries to and then lesson plans that can be put into schools to really educate our students who are going to be our future military leaders and our future policymakers about what goes into serving in the military, what goes into war, what goes into all the different dynamics, humanitarian efforts that go into war and everything else. I have the co-founders on the line with me. Andrea Hooper, she is a co-founder, but she's also a captain in the United States Air Force Reserve and has served also in our war fighting, and I think in Iraq and Afghanistan, Andrea?
Just in Iraq.
In Iraq? Okay. And your husband is in Afghanistan right now in the Marines.
Currently.
And then we have Bob McMahon, and he has served in Vietnam, but he is the mayor of Media PA, and he's also one of the co-founders of the Veterans National Education Program. You know, I wanted to talk to you both about your films. We talked about the Tuskegee Airmen one. We talked about the women in military. What other films do you have, and what other films do you have coming up? I mean, what new projects are you working on right now?
I'll just talk about the past films. As we were making the Tuskegee Airmen film, Luther Smith, the primary person, lived 15 minutes from me and also attended the same church that Andrew did. While we were doing that, we also were filming the Band of Brothers. Dick Winters, the commanding officer for the Band of Brothers, met him in 01-02 and started talking to him about making a film based on the Band of Brothers, but about the people who served, not necessarily a made-for-TV like the HBO series. So that was simultaneously our first film. And then we did two films, one on the war in Europe and one on the war in the Pacific. And then we combine those two into one film so students can get from a young narrator, looks like a high school student, and he puts himself in the action. He puts himself at D-Day and peeks up and says what's going on. He puts himself on Iwo Jima in the Pacific and tells from a veteran what is going on. And that relates with young people. So there are the other films. And, of course, we did a Vietnam film, which was not date, time, and place. It was about what we all collectively had in common, and that was our relationships with the Vietnamese people and what Americans did working together with Vietnamese people to make their lives better. And it is the one film that can get into schools because it doesn't say the Vietnam War was right or wrong or we did this or that. It is the stories of veterans who served in those wars.
You know, with the whole program that you're creating right now, I mean, in terms of, you know, new projects and things you're thinking about for the future, I mean, what's on your mind, you know, or what's on, you know, on kind of the project a timeline that's going to be coming out maybe in the next, you know, year or so, the next couple of years? I mean, what are you thinking about?
Well, big scope, we definitely need to have a film on the Korean War. Our idea, which we are trying to make it different than anything else that's already out there, is to actually head over to Korea for a while, start our film with Korea today, what's going on with North Korea and South Korea and the DMZ, and then kind of going back 60 years to the Korean War and looking at how we got to where we are today in Korea. Another project we really want to focus on, which is big, huge picture, is that our military is in about 140 countries right now around the world in some capacity. Most of them, again, are, like Bob was saying, military advisor teams. But we would love to have subject matter experts on the ground, have a current event happen in the news, and for VNUP to be able to reach out to our subject matter experts and provide, you know, real-time perspectives and information on what is going on. You know, both sides of the story, both sides of what's going on, so that students can sit in their classrooms, get it on their smart boards, and then they can decide, you know, is it right, is it wrong, and really help them develop their critical thinking skills. So that's where we're going eventually. So right now we're kind of focusing on the nation, but eventually we'd love to have more of a worldwide perspective to bring back to the students' classrooms.
Well, and I think what you're talking about is also educating, you know, people about what many don't know, that, you know, there are military advisors in Africa. There are military advisors in other countries that you don't ever hear about. Maybe it may be a small team of only 10, you know, doing some military training or, you know, or providing some kind of assistance in some kind of way. But our forces are deployed in a lot more than just kind of the things you hear on the news every day. I mean, Bobby, I mean, chime in on that. You know, and why don't people know that?
Well, let's take three countries quickly. The Philippines, where we've been for over 100 years, mm-hmm. and without our advisors there, who knows if that country would stay together. And they're there doing dangerous work and succeeding. Haiti, when the earthquake hit, there were 80 advisors in Haiti. What were they doing? People don't know that. In the country Georgia, when the Russians invaded in 2008, we had 121 advisors in Russia. What were they doing there? People didn't know that. Or in Georgia, rather, people didn't know that the country of Georgia had 121 advisors when the Russians came in. So there are three examples, and what we want to do is put the demographics and the history of America with these countries on our website and then be prepared for the critical thinking questions that Andrew would be posing.
You know, the whole dynamic of looking at bringing things in real time and having advisors being able to comment, you know, and maybe, you know, either current military or former advisors being able to comment on kind of real-time events I think that's one of the a very, very powerful tool, because a lot of students don't necessarily, and also it seems like it's a powerful tool to help students understand geography, because a lot of students don't necessarily understand. You mentioned certain countries, whether it be Philippines or Haiti or whoever, you know, Qatar or whoever the case is. A lot of students don't even know where these things are, would you say?
No, and Andrew can address this further, but on the seven disciplines of social studies, geography being one, we're not just U.S. history. We are more than that.
Yes, and you're right, Derek. I mean, students learn just like we learn. You know, we pick up a clip here from AOL and a little bit there from CNN, and we kind of get these little bits and pieces of news and information and or something our parents say at the dinner table or something. We pull it all together, and then we have this sort of sound response to people whenever we talk about that subject. But by providing additional information and maybe greater information that they're getting through these small bits and pieces of the country's social networks and things like that, where they sit down in school every morning at 9 a.m. and they take 10 minutes to study what the current events are in the world and the information that's flowing in through VNEP's website. I mean, there's no greater tool than that to really have the good information. And then what's going to happen is the students are going to go home and they're going to be the ones sitting around the dinner table saying, hey, Dad, you know, did you know this just happened in Qatar or Saudi Arabia? And they're going to have a lot more information, hopefully, than their parents do. So that would be like that's a dream come true for VNEP.
We're talking about the Veterans National Education Program. I have the co-founders on the phone, Andrea Hooper. She's also a captain in the United States Air Force Reserve. And Bob McMahon, he is the mayor of Media PA, but he's also the co-founder of the Veterans National Education Program. We're going to talk a little bit more about VNEP when we come back. You listen to Fed Access with Derek T. Deutsch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Adobe Acrobat Pro is actually used very commonly for PDF archiving. If you've got a lot of files of different formats and different types, if you just save these files into all these different formats, then 20 years later, somebody wants to look at the file, they'd actually have to have the program that could open up that file. So for digital archiving, you'd rather have a standardized file format.
Stratford University's Tech Talk Radio, Saturday mornings from 9 to 10 on 1500 AM.
I'm Beyonce with an important message about hunger in America. Did you know 1 in 8 people struggle with hunger? Over 12 million children live in homes where there isn't always enough food. Food banks are experiencing more demand than ever. Show Your Helping Hand is a nationwide campaign with the goal of helping Feeding America deliver millions of meals to local food banks. Please join me in showing a helping hand to fight hunger. More information is available at showyourhelpinghand.com.
How is the U.S. Government Accountability Office working to put the country on a sustainable fiscal path? What is GAO doing to assist Congress and ensure accountability to the American people? Join host Michael Keegan as he explores these questions and much more with his very special guest, Gene Dodaro, Comptroller General of the United States and head of the U.S. Government Accountability Office, next week on the Business of Government Hour.
Congratulations on landing the job. I'm really excited for you.
Thanks. How's your search going?
Job market's tight. I mean, I can barely get an interview. Yeah. And I've got student loans to deal with. You're lucky, you know. The National Guard paid your loans off.
Luck? The Guard was a smart decision, one you can still make.
The National Guard Student Loan Repayment Program can pay up to $50,000 of your existing student loans. Get the details at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the D.C. National Guard, aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association, and this station.
This is Lisa Millman from AFMA. For military service members and veterans, there's no better place to go for your life insurance needs than AFMA. Our level term to age 50 policy is only $19 per month for $400,000 of coverage. And every member's policy comes with AFMA's unique survivor assistance services. For a free life insurance quote, call a membership coordinator at 1-877-398-2263 or visit AFMA.com. That's AAFMAA.com.
The Federal Drive is sponsored by Learning Tree International.
Learning Tree International is the number one provider of IT classroom training to the federal government. They provide high-quality instructor-led IT and management training to government professionals and contractors at all levels. Call 1-800-THE-TREE or enroll today at learningtree.com/gov. That's learningtree.com/gov.
The Federal Drive, brought to you by Learning Tree International, airs weekday mornings from 6 to 10 and online at federalnewsradio.com.
Here's Alan Hansen, Chief Intelligence Systems and Processing Division of the Army, on the Federal Executive Forum on Big Data, sponsored by Informatica.
Trickles down to where we're all going to, and that's a deep dive analysis of information. Having deep dive analysis to look at trends, to look at predicting intent, as I was mentioning early on today, these are very critical today because the information is there. It's just finding it and being able to expose it and getting it to the right user.
To listen to the whole program made possible by Trezum Media Group, log on to federalnewsradio.com.
Government leaders have one thing in common. They know data is their biggest asset, but that asset is growing exponentially. Data is expected to grow by as much as 44 times over the next year to a staggering 35.2 zettabytes. Welcome to the era of big data. How will your agency effectively process the volume of data to support missions, serve citizens, and provide the right information to the right individuals? Informatica helps government agencies to move, take in, and manage their data, regardless of how much, what kind, or where it is. Visit Informatica.com.
In the beloved fairy tale Beauty and the Beast, Belle and the Beast learn that true beauty is found within and live happily ever after. Today, our happily ever afters are being threatened by the fact that nearly one in three children in America are overweight or obese. Now is the time to make good nutrition and physical activity part of your family's daily lifestyle. To learn more, visit letsmove.gov, brought to you by Let's Move, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the Ad Council.
As a manager, you need to know how you can make your organization more efficient. Listen for Management Friday on Federal News Radio. We bring you information on the keystone of success for any agency or business. Friday mornings at 10, listen for AFGE's perspective on inside government. Next at 11, Shaw, Bransford, and Roth talk about the legal implications of management decisions on Fed Talk. And at noon, listen for Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch to hear what career options may be available. Management Friday, only on Federal News Radio, 1500.
Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you just joined us, we are talking about VNEP, and VNEP stands for the Veterans National Education Program, a unique program that's out there that's focused in on educating students and really educating all people, but educating students primarily because they have lesson plans and everything else, but educating them through film and educating them about veterans, educating them about military history, educating them about some of the wars and the conflicts that we have been through and the contributions that our veterans have made in these wars. Everything from the Tuskegee Airmen to women in military history, to talking about humanitarian efforts in Vietnam, to talking about World War II and then upcoming projects that will deal with Korea and other kind of conflicts that are out there. Have on the phone with me the co-founders, Andrea Hooper. She's also a captain in the United States Air Force Reserve and served in Iraq. Her husband is serving in Afghanistan right now. And then Bob McMahon. He is a veteran of Vietnam, but he's also the mayor of Media PA. And then he's also the co-founder of the Veterans National Education Program. I don't know how you both do it because you got lives, and I know Andrea, you about to, you know, you got some kids, and you doing the reserves, and you've got, you know, you're taking care of your husband and all the business, and then Bob, you're a mayor. You know, how do you guys manage this program, and how does the program run? I mean, I know it's two things we're going to talk about. There's Welcome Home 2012, but first, let me get into how do you guys manage this program, and who supports this?
To support the program, we need the help of organizations, companies, and foundations that support children in Pennsylvania, children throughout the country, children in Virginia, Maryland, et cetera, so they can learn about the history of our country through the eyes of veterans. So we get support from a wide range of individuals and companies. And on our website, the-nep.org, it gives you a description, and we would love to fill out an application for a donation, and then it goes directly toward the films, the lesson plans, and what we're doing in the schools. As for the Welcome Home, it's a welcome home parade for those who have served in Iraq and Afghanistan, or basically since 9/11. Our website is welcomehome2012.org, all one word, welcomehome2012.org. We've been doing welcome home parades since the Persian Gulf War ended in 1991, every year in media. But this year, we wanted to take what others are doing, welcome homes currently, and separately, they've been doing jobs and outreach, jobs fairs, outreach, et cetera. So Andrea is putting together the jobs reach and outreach, and we're combining it into one day on April 28th, where returning troops would come to media. There will be a parade at 3 p.m. Where they'll be honored. There'll be a flag-passing ceremony following that where they receive an American flag and a POW-MIA flag from veterans of past wars, signifying the welcome home. But from 12 to noon, we will have about 50 to 60 providers, such as UPS, the Secret Service, the State Police, who have job opportunities, and also the Veterans Administration, CareerLink, and several others that can help veterans get jobs and understand their benefits. So it will be a full day in media.
Andrew, you want to chime in on that?
Sure. The Welcome Home 2012 is really overdue. We're excited to do something other than Veterans Day to really show our troops that we do recognize them and that we welcome them home. I mean, it's such a part. They've become such a part of our community. In fact, we're working with Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, and just in and around the Philadelphia area, they have about 2,000 veterans in their database. So the veterans are in our communities, and we need to make sure that we are thanking them and welcoming them every day. And as far as the fundraising goes, we are a small organization, and we work when we have the funds, and we can slow down a little bit if the funds are not readily available. But each of our films, if you take a look at it or jump online and order a copy, they're very, very well done. They're very high quality. They're fact-checked and background-checked. So we do rely on donations from organizations and foundations to help us provide the funds to get the materials done. And one thing, Derek, you and I talked about when you were out here was that there's so many great veterans organizations out there. How do you decide which one to give to or fund if you're a huge supporter of veterans?
Right.
One thing that really makes VNUP stand above and beyond in sort of a different arena than all the other great veterans organizations out there is that many of the veterans organizations focus on the veteran and the families and the people coming home. But VNUP, we really focus on the other 99% of the country.
Right.
We're focusing on education. We are focusing on providing materials to every person in the United States who wants to understand what our veterans are doing. So that really makes us stand apart and makes us a bit different than some of the other veterans organizations out there.
You know, before we go in, we got about a minute or so left. In terms of the filmmaking process, I mean, really, really quick, walk us through for you guys, what is that process of developing a film, you know, from you know, beginning to end? What's the life cycle of that?
Life cycle could be up to a year. You choose the subject, you choose the direction you want to go in, then you figure out the veterans that can be tell their stories, I guess most appropriately for the kids. So it's a process before you even start filming of deciding what your plan is. And we have a plan, of course, for Iraq and Afghanistan that we're executing right now. And we've chosen who's going to be interviewed, and we're setting it up so that this is finished for the 2012-13 school year.
You know, real quick, and I know you guys are grabbing on history, and Korea and World War II were definitely kind of put as a priority because we're starting to lose that generation. I know it's probably hard to go back, you know, further than that, but are there plans to go back even, you know, World War I or other historical dynamics, even though there may not necessarily be those veterans? Are there any plans on that?
At this time.
Okay.
Not necessarily. Well, we do have it in our curriculum. Again, it's included in our curriculum, early American history, you know, through our early wars, again, to allow teachers to get to World War II and pass that in their classrooms.
Right.
Plus, the Women in the Military film does address back to the Revolutionary War through today.
Okay. We've been talking to the people from Veterans National Education Program, the co-founders, Andrea Hooper. She is also a captain in the United States Air Force Reserve. Thank you for your service, Andrea. Thank you for everything you're doing. Thank you for your husband's service in Afghanistan right now. And Bog McMahon, he is the mayor of Media PA. So thank you for your service on that. Bob, he's also a Vietnam veteran. Thank you for your service on that. And then he's also the co-founder, along with Andrea, for the Veterans National Education Program. Thank you so much for coming on Fed Access. As you come up with some new films, then let's come back again and let's talk about it.
Great. That sounds great. Thanks, Derek.
Thank you, Derek.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch, Friday afternoons at noon, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, WFED, your source for federal news now.